Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Xander Bogaerts is wearing right now. Kike Hernandez is here as well from the Red Sox. First of all, it's great to see you guys. And I'll start with you, Xander, because you've been here for a little bit longer. He's kind of the new kid in the block. And you know what this is all about because you've been around all of these kids. You've seen them.
Yeah.
And how you just lift them up when they come over here and these sick kids get an opportunity to meet somebody like you. It's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, it does, man. I've been fortunate to play with Brock. Obviously, Brock was huge with this. Sometimes we come like for the winter events in the in December or January, and we go to the hospitals and we see the kids. I mean, by them just seeing us, it just puts a smile on their face, you know. And sometimes us as players, we don't have an idea sometimes of how much we can impact them, you know. So I think being able to see that in person up front is something pretty special.
Hey, Kike, you're new here. I know this year's kind of tough, right, because the players can't go over. We talked to Evaldi earlier about not even being able to go over there.
Yeah.
But you've been in the league a while. You know that sometimes foundations like this and the team, the connection. Have you felt that connection at all? Do you know a lot about what the Jimmy Fund is?
Yeah, I mean, I got to learn a little bit through Kevin Gregg and some of the guys. Nate's our team captain this year, and I asked him a few questions about it. And obviously, I'm new here, and with all the protocols this year, I wasn't able to go around and actually mean like get to know Boston.
Yeah.
But when I spent 6 years in LA, and I was that was something that always called me to go see some kids in the hospital, and especially cancer patients. My dad being a cancer patient, it kind of hits home for me. So I always try to stay involved as much as I can. And this year, obviously, things are different. But hey, at least I get one more year next year, and next year might be different.
There you go.
So let's talk baseball for a second. You guys are really making it interesting on the stretch. I mean, you're really kind of keeping us on the edge of our seats. It's funny because, like, in the beginning of the season, there wasn't a game you guys couldn't come back from. 33 come from behind victories. It was great. In the second half of the season, it seems like you're struggling to keep a lead. Like, what's that been like, Kike? I'll start with you. What's that been like, you know, just the drastic change and the hurdles that you were going through and how you guys think you can get out of it and go to the postseason?
I think the best word to describe it is it's been a grind. It's been a little bit of a grind, and you know, playing 162 game season, at some point you're gonna have to go through some, you know, through the roller coaster, and you're gonna feel like you've reached rock bottom. And for us, I feel like it can't get any worse than this. You know, there's only one way to go, and it's up from here. And you know, we're still finding ways to win ball games, which is what matters. And you know, playing in six postseasons, I've seen it happen. And you know, in October, the one who wins, it's the one who gets to October hot. And we're in a good spot still. You know, we got the second wild card, and if the playoffs start tomorrow, we're in the playoffs. So for us, you know, we got 30 something games left, and for us, the motto in the clubhouse right now is you know, see season starts today. Every day the season starts today, and see how good we can be for the 30-something games that we had left, and it's all about getting hot at the right time.
Xander, you've pretty much seen everything here. I mean, you won two World Series. You finished in dead last three times. You know what I mean? Like, you've been everywhere, right? Like, and I know we heard a lot about the players' meeting, right, and you were part of that. So that experience of you seeing highs, seeing lows, and just your experience of what it takes to get out with other guys that have been there before, like this man right here, like Hunter Renfro last year in the World Series as well, what was that like for you? Was that just kind of keeping everybody on the same page?
I mean, like, we felt like it was just time to do something like that, you know, based on where we were in the standings. I mean, we lost so many games these last few weeks, these last few months. It felt like we were maybe 6-7 games back in the wild card spot, you know. But a couple of days back, we were just tied with Oakland for the second spot. So, I mean, I think it's just time that we had to turn it on. I mean, it was enough, you know. It's enough is enough. I mean, coming up to the ballpark, we expect to win. Sometimes it doesn't go our way, but enough of being like, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, hey, go out there and get the job done. Win any way that's possible. If it's a walk-off error, a walk-off base hit, or a comeback win, or a blowout win, any type of way that we need to win, we got to contribute and find ways to win baseball games and not blaming anything on anyone.
It seemed like you guys were having so much fun, though, through the first half of the season. Get a double, everybody's waving. Everybody's involved in it. And then it almost seemed like there was some pressure. Did it have anything to do with the trading deadline and the fact that you looked at opponents who were getting help and they got production out of those guys right out of the gate? And your guy that you brought in here was injured. It was going to take him a couple weeks. He's here now, but it was going to take him. Did that have anything to do with it?
I think we weren't waving because we weren't getting a lot of doubles or hits. You know?
Didn't have the opportunity to
win? Yeah, we did, and or else we would have. You know, and I mean, no one has fun while they're losing. You know, I don't think anyone was putting pressure. I never felt that. I did feel a lot of frustration coming from my part. I mean, you can see it on some of the guys because, I mean, this is baseball. You know, we know we're at a point in the season that we have to win every game, and I think just getting Chris Sale back, getting Schwarber back healthy. I mean, maybe they're not at 100%, but they're pretty close, and they're obviously contributing on the fly for us also. You know, just getting those guys back is a big boost. We have other guys coming back from the injured list, Arroyo, we got Santana coming back. So, I mean, the veteran guys have been playing real well, man. The guys that we got in, that's been first years here, I mean, those guys have been having an amazing season so far. Whenever, let's say, me, JD, Endeavors, that we've been here longer, and Vasquez, we haven't been able to put it together. These guys have been picking us up big time, especially like these past games.
What's Cora been like? Because he seems pretty, and we talk to him every Wednesday, and he seems, for the most part, about as honest as a head coach / manager could be in any sport. He seems pretty honest with us. Has he been a little uptight as of late, you know, based on the way things were going? Was it no more, you know, hey, buddy, how you doing? Did his demeanor change? Did he start to panic at all?
No, I wouldn't say panic, but I would say you would get the sense of urgency. And I think urgency is always good. You know, we have to play with urgency, especially when you're playing with expectations. You got to go out there expecting to win every single game. And I think AC is really good at holding, you know, keeping it together, keeping the clubhouse together, not panicking. And, he's shown his frustration here and there, but I think he's done a really good job of keeping his head up high and making us keep our head up high. And, you know, that's what we want out of the guy leading the ship. And, you know, I think he's done a pretty good job so far.
Boston fans better than L.A. fans?
He's from L.A.
Damn. He's from L.A.
I'm from Boston.
He's from L.A.
Listen.
He and I are from Boston.
It's okay.
He's from L.A.
The team I'm playing for is always going to have the best fans in baseball. Hey, let's say that.
Keegan, one thing. I remember before the season started, he did an interview with Kevin Millar. And he was telling you how to hit at Fenway Park. And he's telling you how you got to leak a little bit, right? Front side, and you got to kind of just hit that wall. And your response was, have you seen me hit? Well, after watching you hit for 5 months, I don't think he has to tell you that. That cutter in last night, how quick did that thing get out of the ballpark?
Yeah.
But you can hit. You know how to hit here. You're dead red, right?
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like I'm like, damn, Fenway's supposed to like play perfect for my approach and all this. But you know, I've had some extra base hits the other way get taken away. Some balls to center that usually go out. You know, it's a big boy park that way here. And when I drive the ball to left field, for the most part, it's on a line. So, like, most of the homers I've hit here so far, like, I haven't even been able to enjoy them because I feel like every ball that I hit just going to hit the wall. So I hit the ball and I just start sprinting because I'm trying to get to second, at least, you know, get a double left.
So we can wave, you know?
So we can wave.
You want to wave to the bullpen and you rounded first.
Yeah.
Right?
But I feel like last night was one of the first times that I was able to enjoy a homer over the monster. And
that was an adventure last night, I will say.
His birthday, too, you know?
Happy birthday. 2022.
Yeah, in Puerto Rico, I'm 33, but here I'm 33.
Xander, it's great always seeing you, and thank you for coming down and doing this. And KK, it was great meeting you, and we wish you the best of luck here in Boston.
Thank you.
And maybe you'll get an opportunity you know, a year from now to go out and see the rest of
the
game.
Yeah, hey, sure. maybe he stays some more years, too.
There you go. And we are talking to Bloom later, so maybe we should.
Put that in.
Let me know what he says.
You don't want him putting a good word in for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. I speak baseball.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us. Xander Bogaerts, Kiki Hernandez of the Red Sox right here on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.